Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
Celebrating Delia Derbyshire's 82nd birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you don't know the source of it, the young child. And then the all clear. That's electronic music in those days.
Mystery or science fiction plays, strange, eerie music, which I understand is not produced by ordinary musical instruments, but electronically. How is that done? Miss Anne Macmillan, Perth.
So, to explain how these strange sounds come about, we've gone to a most interesting department of the BBC, their radiophonic workshop, where, for instance, the title music of Doctor Who and many other special sounds and incidental music for sound and television plays are produced. And to explain how this is done, we have with us Miss Delia Derbyshire. So in this workshop, you can turn practically any sound into a form of music.
Yes, if we take the Greenwich Pips, for example, we can speed them up and slow them down and alter the quality, and we can, by mixing various tracks together, make a little piece like this.
Well, that was a very nice arrangement, and I can distinctly recognise the theme of it, the oranges and lemon themes. I'd never expected to hear it with the Greenwich Pips as the instrument, as it were. Well, thank you very much for your explanations and for the very interesting things you've shown me while I've been in your workshop here.
Hey, what are you doing to my voice, Miss Derbyshire?
I've turned you into a fish.
Thank you very much indeed, Miss Derbyshire.
Slow twist head over feet, stretching out, increasing in speed. Mouth open wide, but no sound.
It's in space. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. Nothingness.
Started off by floating. Held up by my garments, which had already held me back. Somehow I started to accelerate, gather speed, and I accelerated more and more and more. My head was down. I was speeding downwards into some great pit, accelerating all the time and increasing in speed. Tumbling and falling, no more floating at all, just tumbling and falling and accelerating all the time, faster and faster. I felt as if I was falling forever.
Not quickly, but I am definitely going down, 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 and I know that nothing can stop me. But I try sometimes to think in myself, well, this is lovely, you should be enjoying this, but I'm so panic-stricken. I know this is the end, and I've finished. I'm just sinking into this great black void. I see no clouds at all. I was falling through this water. It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it. I was falling, I got my legs in the air and my hands out. It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it. I've got my legs in the air and my hands out and my arms outstretched, and suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things all falling, full of other people and other things all falling, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water, all going downwards the same as I was, people like me with their arms outstretched and their legs, all going downwards the same as I was, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water, people like me with their arms outstretched and their legs, and I put my arms up and tried to catch hold of them. And I tried to catch hold of them.
All I can remember is falling into the water, which was very dark and very deep.
All floating downwards through this water, all going downwards the same as I was.
Accelerating all the time, faster and faster. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed. I was speeding downwards.
Sinking into this great black void.
Reeling down into a sort of chasm. Reeling down into a sort of great big hole. A long way down. It was a long way down. And I felt myself falling. It was a long way down. I could do anything about it. I fell off the edge of the mountain, which was very dark. Seemed to go down and down and down. Seemed to go down and down and down. It was a long way down. I couldn't do anything about it. It was very dark and very deep. It was very dark and very deep. Seemed to go down and down and down. Seemed to go down and down and down.
I'm falling upright. I've finished. I'm just sinking into this great black void. I see no clouds at all. It's in space. The complete feeling of space and nothingness. Everything is black, and I fall and fall and fall. And I know that if I don't pull myself up, if I don't forcibly stop myself, I'll die if I reach the bottom. So I make a tremendous effort to stop myself. I must stop myself doing this. I jump in the air, and there's a great big jump. Then I've stopped dying. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. I see no clouds at all. Thank you.
Interpreting the actual letters, IEE 100, in two different ways. The first one in a Morse code version, using the Morse for IEE 100. This I found extremely dull rhythmically, and so I decided to use the full stops in between the I and the two E's, because the full stop has a nice sound to it. It goes da 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 da. I wanted to have, as well as a rhythmic motive, to have a musical motive running throughout the whole piece. And so I interpreted the letters again into musical terms. I becomes B, the E remains, and 100 I've used in the Roman form of C.
Don't think it's true, remember.